The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning live on WRHI. AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And it's 8:30 to 9 on Saturday mornings now. They keep changing the time on me.
Every Saturday morning I've been getting up and I think I'm late, and then I know, well, we don't got to be there at 8:30. Then I kind of mess around. And
then you're late. Then
going flying down.
I got here 5 minutes after 8 this morning because I thought I was running late. About halfway here, I said, wait a minute.
I was sleeping good last night. It was cold and felt good.
It was chilly last night.
We talked about it getting down to in the 30s. It did, 36, I think, last night. But at least at your house, it was probably that cold.
It was a little bit colder than that at my house.
It said frost advisory, but I didn't really frost.
I didn't have frost this morning. I got up early and looked, and we're probably out of the woods now, but I still wouldn't put your spring annuals and your vegetable plants until April 20th.
Oh, you say 20th, okay.
April 20th. Use that slogan for 40 years.
And I always said 15. I thought you said 18, but 20 is good.
April 20th. And we had, I got my salsa magnolias, or tulip poplars. Mm-hmm. Had the prettiest blooms they've had in a couple of years, and they lasted about 4 days until the frost got them. And dogwoods, I noticed this week, are starting to come out looking pretty. I hope last night didn't bother them because there's a bunch of
them. I don't think so. So it's warming up quickly today. So
there's a bunch of them under my house. So, and red buds are coming out and blooming across the street. And
azaleas blooming. There's two azaleas I bought from you, the big bloom ones. They busted out last week, actually.
Yeah, last weekend I noticed. First, that's beautiful. What I call the green or evergreen azaleas, the old timey.
Yeah.
And I don't know where to find them now because we were about the last one to grow them around here because the encores had taken over and people only had so much room. So.
Yeah.
But the karumis are blooming now. Some of them bloom a little early. Then you have some that bloom about end of April or May. And then you got the Sansuki or Japanese azaleas that usually pretty dwarf with a big bloom. And they bloom late, usually in the May 1st. So you can really have almost 4 months worth of blooms if you plant it right. And encores, I have no idea when they're going to bloom, whenever they feel like it.
Yeah. Gumpo. What about gumpo?
Gumpo is a set.
They're later too, aren't they?
That's the one that blooms late May and June. And one of the prettiest ones around.
Yeah. I used to take care of a yard that had that over in Fairlawn. They had a bunch of those little gumpo azaleas.
There's a white, there's a pink, and there's one called fancy pink, and there's a couple of others. The problem is in the wintertime, they all look the same. You can't tell them apart until they bloom.
True.
And the white and the pink were the most popular. I really liked the fancy pink because it had some multicolored pink in the bloom.
Okay.
And there's still a bunch of them around. Really low maintenance. You don't have to do a lot to them except watch out for the lace bugs, like all azaleas. So, anyway, Tommy and I were talking yesterday. One good thing about being semi-retired is we don't have to get up 4 nights a week at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, worrying about
run water. Or
you still wake up, but don't you?
damn right.
It's like a clock, internal clock.
Well, we used to put heaters in some of the cold frames and it got cold enough. And,
a lot of work.
A lot of times you sit there all night and it doesn't get cold enough. But our problem is we had to work the next day. We could go home and go to bed. Anyway, but if people have been to Wilmington or down to the Grand Strand of Charleston. The evergreen azaleas are the biggie right now.
Yeah.
Wilmington has azalea festival for the last 100 years, I think. When we lived there in the 60s, the whole blame town was in bloom. Yeah.
That's probably going on now, isn't it?
Should be.
Sometime around this week or two.
I think it's a little bit later in April, but I don't follow it anymore. But I'm still impressed that my brown grass last year's bright green this year.
Yeah, that's what you were saying. And we were talking about, if you remember last year, it didn't get warm early. It stayed cool. And
Even in June, it was the
first 90-degree day we have. I think it was June 30th. So that was really unheard of. It was kind of nice, to be honest with you. I'd love to have it that way again. For my body, anyway, for our sod farm.
I didn't like it for selling sod that was brown and mad.
Yeah, I know. So your grass probably is a little bit greener now because it's been warmer, but it's still going to probably go up and down. After last night, it might have not be as green as it was this week.
Monday we actually go mow it. We had mowed it.
We're supposed to be getting some rain this week and on up in the 80s Monday, temperature. So, I mean, we didn't have a lot of rain this past week. I didn't even have half an inch. I thought we were going to get a lot Wednesday, and it didn't.
We did Wednesday night. We had pretty good rain.
Yeah. I think my dad said he had a half. I had just under a half, and so that was good, I guess. But it feels pretty dry out there right now. So all that wind we had.
I didn't measure, but it was
very windy week.
Probably the house is a little over an inch, less than a half inch.
Mm-hmm.
A little
over half.
But anyway, Matthew's giving us the sign, so we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter, here to make your weather better. If your heating system is having problems, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down and you're in the cold. Call me, and we'll make it better and keep you warm all winter long.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech Heating and Air at 803-327-7100.
Okay, and we're back to the rock. Gardener's Bench. It is a beautiful Saturday morning.
It's gorgeous.
A little dippy when I got out of the house and got in the car, but after that, it's kind of warmed up a little
bit. Makes me sad looking at that blue sky because I was hoping the Tar Heels would be playing Connecticut tonight.
Carolina Blue. NC State's playing somebody tonight.
NC State plays Purdue tonight.
Purdue, that's right.
And UConn plays Alabama, which is crazy.
Sister called me yesterday evening to make sure I was going to pull for NC State. I said, well, you know who I live with. She is such a diehard South Carolina girl.
Are you watching the women's thing? That wasn't much of a game.
It was pretty good first half. Now, South Carolina outscored them 29-6 in the third quarter, so it wasn't much after that. But
yeah, it was a one-point game at halftime.
Yeah, it was 1 point at halftime. Yeah, I had a roll last night. The South Carolina girls won, the Hornets won, and the Braves came back in the ninth inning and won.
Man, the Hornets won.
Whew. Yeah, beat Orlando.
Man.
Orlando beat them by 25 last time.
They don't need to be winning right now, really. Messing up a draft pick.
I'm curious too. They're gonna get as a new coach.
I saw they lost to Portland the other night because my family is from they're from Oregon over there, so they were two of the worst teams in NBA. But
their problem right
too many
now,
teams in NBA. Maybe
they got four centers, and the two best ones one have been on injury reserve since December.
Yeah, and now, they had a bunch of people hurt. Lord.
Although one time they had the whole starting lineup hurt. I mean, it's just. And
that's good.
The center, Mark Williams, he's going to be awesome. He stay healthy. He had a back problem, and they don't know what, or they don't say what it is. But
never know.
But the coach is going to step down and go to an advisory role with the team, and they're going to hire a new coach. And
there you go. Something you could do. You ain't got nothing going on.
I don't like to travel that much.
You just coach the home games.
Yeah, I don't want to travel.
Tommy do away games.
I don't even know if I want to go to the Charlotte. I ain't been up there.
Move them down here to the event center.
I ain't been down there up there. I went to see my niece. When was it? Probably December. That was the last time I've been to Charlotte.
I'm not a big fan of going up there either. I go to something for concerts.
That's
and
not
stuff,
true.
We try went, to stay down here.
We went to the Toro people for the Dingo parts. He took me up there one day. So.
Exciting day in Charlotte, looking for parts for a Dingo.
He has bought parts everywhere. I mean, it's been unbelievable.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to my Zoysia, what I need to be doing now.
Zoysia, here we go again. I'll tell everybody again, if you just now woke up and realized it was spring and you hadn't done your pre-emergent, then you still have time to do it. Anyway, so.
Yeah.
We usually sell the 007 pre-emergent, which has no nitrogen. You put it on early in the late winter, I guess. And so now you would move on to another one that has the 1608 or 1906 with the pre-emergent in it because you can give it
you
nitrogen.
You want to agree with
it. Wake it up and give it the pre-emergent. So
yeah,
if you did what you're supposed to do, now's the time to put a starter fertilizer out. Like a 16-25-12 gives all the numbers, gives all the grass what it needs, the roots, the top growth, all that good stuff.
Do you really need that much phosphorus?
Yeah, man, that's what we suggest.
One time they told us we had too much phosphorus in the soil.
Yeah, well, some. It's another thing that we offer is a free soil testing. So if you bring your dirt in, we could tell. And if you do have too much phosphorus, we can advise something, another type of fertilizer put out. So it's a good thing.
And the problem around here is for years, they developed a property where they pretty much stripped it. But they sold off all the topsoil when they were grading the property. So then when they built the house, they had to buy topsoil. You had to buy your own topsoil back to put around the house. And it came. We had soil tests done, and there were 10 different soils in 1 yard.
Oh, coming up from all over the place.
Everywhere. So I don't think they let them do that as much now.
Mm.
They used to blame it on the developer. When the developer was DHEC for the sewer lines and all, they made them strip it. So I don't know.
That's what everybody used to say. Strip all the dirt off, and they sell it back to us.
That's it. Whatever, so that's exactly what it
good
is.
Good business.
So.
Well, a neighborhood has to have a certain grade to it. It can't stay the
same.
That's right. For houses, you have weird areas between houses, ditches almost when it dropped down. So.
Well, we had a piece of property one time that they were looking at putting city sewer on.
Yeah.
Is it time or did I hear something?
Hey, I saw these guys last Friday night in Greensboro.
You were digging into a story, so I kept it low.
Oh,
but
yeah, okay.
We blew our cover.
Leonard Skinner.
I can do the story with this. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one, man.
All right, we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bits.
You've done good.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird beds, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. We got our garden party in this week.
We're good together. I forgot about that.
We're good together now. Okay. One thing I want to get in here now that we missed the last time you did it. This is Chick Day.
That's right. We actually had two of them this year. We've had one about 3 weeks ago. And so we received more chicks Thursday, let them all eat and get settled. So they're ready to find new homes today. So come on out from 8 to 2, open right now till 2 o'clock. So we've got about 8 to 10 different breeds. They're all $7 each. They've been sexed, vaccinated, and ready to go. They're 93% average of them being hens versus a rooster. You get a rooster every now and then, but they did the process. It's not 100%. So then we got the feed, the waters, all that good stuff to go with it, so. Come on out there.
And you're going out there after you leave here to sell chicks.
Yeah, I'm going to
go. You said 200?
Well, 200, yeah. We sold 370 in the first round. I was about to think we didn't have time to do this chick thing anymore because when the first one we had, we had all the chicks there, and I turned around, and all of us were out in the parking lot helping people. Nobody was even in there with the chicks, so...
Chicks were by themselves.
I was like, I don't know if we got time for this or not, but but it takes care of itself. And
it worked out.
A lot of people come just look at them. You don't have to buy one. You can come look at them, show your kids what a baby chick looks like.
Well, who buys them?
Everybody. I mean, it's same people come every year sometimes. If you have chickens, after about 4 years, they quit laying, really, so you have to kind of restock. But it's, I don't know, it's just... I've been doing this 18 years. That still blows me away how many chickens we sell in a year. In 2024, you think people would just go to the store and buy them?
I know a lot of people that got them, but they feed them gourmet food and all this. So they have to charge $10 a dozen for eggs for what they pay for this.
Well, during COVID, it was a big thing to do stuff at home, and it became something. Then the price of eggs went up, and I think last year we had to do like a lottery for people to come, like to get in line and get your number before you go back there because people were just that rabid about getting them. So we sell about 500 a year, which is
a lot of work.
And what's funny is we get these chickens in the mail. So we order them from Mount Healthy Hatchery and they come in these boxes, 100 in a box, 25 in each little pocket, and there's never any dead. It's crazy. They hatch them, they put them in that box, put them in overnight mail, and they call us. These ladies will call us from the post office. I don't think they like them up there. They're like, come up here and get these chickens.
We used to. It was a little weird. We were kids, but they were dyed peachy blue back then. They don't let them.
Everybody has feelings, Steve, and they didn't like that.
They don't do that anymore. But that was,
we have to respect people's feelings now.
Hell, that was 65 years ago.
Isn't that crazy?
They did it back then, too.
Did you have one when you were little? Your family had them?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't raise them long ago. My dad didn't like chicken. Yeah. He wouldn't eat it.
Oh, really?
No. He said he was the hatchet man. He's the one that had to cut the head off and chase him around the barnyard.
That wouldn't be much fun.
With the blood spurting out of the neck.
I don't know how much chicken I'd want to eat if I had to do that.
But his sister said that's all bogus, that he got sick on chicken one time
because
his sister didn't cook it. And he wouldn't eat it because of that. We never had any birds at our house, Chris. No duck, no geese, no nothing.
Hmm.
Turkey, he wouldn't eat that. He wouldn't eat chicken.
Man.
Wow. We were Boy Scouts. We'd go camping for the weekend, and my mom would go to the First Kentucky Fried Chicken in Asheville and get chicken because she loved it. But she wouldn't even bring it in the house.
Oh, really?
Man. He'd pitch a fit.
I thought everybody loved chicken.
Yeah. I had a chick that died of a heart attack.
Really?
I only had it for like a week, and we lived way out in the country, and a burglar alarm went off. Like, it was just like a false alarm, and I guess it went off so long it just distressed him. And
my gosh.
We came home, and he was just keeled over in his little box.
Hmm.
Man.
Yeah, so.
The autopsy results said
it was
I don't know about
yeah, that.
I never heard of that.
Should put that on Carolina Crimes.
Yeah, we'll investigate
podcast.
That.
Yeah, it's just surprising that most of them are living. I mean, every now and then we have one of them pass away, but that's a really cool thing. That's good for kids to see and raise them up. You can actually have them in the city. I thought you couldn't, but you can have a certain amount. Yeah,
you can't have a chicken farm.
You're not really supposed to. A lot of people wouldn't appreciate the rooster, crowing and stuff. But
we got a mobile home Tommy used to live in right beside my house.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my former employees still lives there, been there 15 years. And his son was little. Eli's probably 16 years old now, maybe about 4 or 5, wanted some chickens. They've had them ever since. He got one, he said, dad was laying 2 eggs a day.
Is that the ones that come to your house? They come over?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, he used to let them out. They'd come over to the house and eat up all the Rhonda's bird seed that was on the ground. But the hawks started getting.
Yeah.
One Sunday, two hawks killed 3 chickens.
So oh, wow.
He quit letting them
out. That's what I tell people that buy these chickens. I said, everybody loves chickens, so you got to protect them from something coming from on top and something coming from the bottom, raccoons, possums, whatever.
There's more foxes than coyotes out our way.
Yeah.
Raccoons will get them. But the hawks and
the birds will get them.
The owls are the ones that get them the most. And I can say they got over the strip of woods between me and my uncle.
Yep.
And he planted pines on his when he cut it. They get over there and get gone. Okay, Matthew, I hear you this time.
Yep.
And we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
Benny Etter here. Don't let the cold drive your energy costs through the roof.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We'll clean your unit's condenser coil, oil the motors, check all electronic controls, inspect heat exchanger, check refrigerant and thermostat, and replace the filter. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, and we're back to wrap up this edition of the Gardener's Bench.
Yes, we are. I want to throw out something right quick. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but my Northwestern Golf fundraiser is April 15th, a week from Monday. Still have time to sign up. It's at Waterford Golf Course, 12 o'clock, shotgun start. You can call Carolina Fresh and reach me or send an email, drector@carolinafreshfarms.com. Farms has an S on it, so we still got room for some teams. Come on out. You get fed before and after, and a lot of fun stuff. So help us out.
That's a good event.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to mention was your golf tournament.
Well, thank you. I knew we didn't have it 2.5 minutes.
So I didn't want to forget it.
Bust on in there. And come on out for Chick Day.
Yeah, don't forget Chick Day. We didn't mention it last time, so we're going to make up for it this time.
Them chickens will be gone today. We got other stuff to sell, so let's get rid of them today.
But real quick, anything plant or tree-wise, you could have already been planting it for several weeks, but now I don't think it's going to get cold enough to bother them.
That's good to fertilize them all now, too.
Yeah, I think you do. You fertilize it because usually we recommend slow release fertilizer, and I don't think it's going to force out enough growth.
It takes a while for it to go, so that's good.
Yeah,
it'll
take about 30 days. So should be in good shape. And I mentioned that we're getting ready to cut basil. It's too early to cut it.
Nah.
And I don't.
Well, people cut it year round, but if you want to go ahead now and take it down a little bit lower to get some of the dead off, it'll help it green up. The top part's not going to turn green again. It's going to come from underneath.
It gets your winter weeds gone.
Yeah. It'll help it thicken up. And
we found over the years, so we put that in 1988, so we've had it a long time. And if you...
It's a good one.
Go ahead and cut it before it gets too tall.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets tall, then you got a problem.
Yeah.
You usually have to cut it two or three times to get it to look right. Yeah. So Tommy was looking at the front yard yesterday, and he said, we might go ahead and do it next week.
That's a good idea.
It looks good to me. I mean, it's up where it was a long time ago. So,
all right, buddy.
Anyway, it's that time. Anything else real quick before we cut us off? Okay, we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.